Back in now on regional radio, we are speaking to the girls basketball dream team player of the year. It is Sophia Horton joining us on the line. Sophia, how are you doing, and how did it feel when you found out that as a sophomore, mind you, you were given this prestigious award?
I'm doing good. I was very surprised when I heard my name on the radio. I'm so thankful for everyone that is giving me this opportunity.
Were you listening to the show live, or did you find out secondhand from somebody else?
Actually, I heard from my coach earlier in the day, and then I listened to it live that evening.
Perfect, perfect. So for you as a player, it's not every day that this award is won by a sophomore. You said you were a little bit surprised to have won it, but obviously you did have a great season. What was the key to having such a great year, both individually and as a team?
Well, my coaches and my team have really helped me to improve on my game. They've helped me through the season. We've learned to work together as a team and just really work through all the games together.
I've got a couple chances to watch you play, and at the high school level, a lot of times, three-point shooting is a skill that's tough to develop. But for you, it's one of your primary skills and obviously one that helped you get this award. How often do you spend in the gym just alone taking jump shots? Is that a big part of your preparation?
Yes, for sure. I spend quite a lot of time in the gym. I work a lot with PJ Jones and Coach Mapes and Coach Helms. We shoot a lot on the gun and work on my outside shots a lot.
Has that kind of always been your specialty, just not even at the high school level, but growing up as well, three-point shooting?
Actually, growing up, I was usually taller than everyone, so I was a post player. And then the summer before my freshman year, I really worked on ball handling and my outside shots.
Well, you obviously made some big improvements from your freshman to sophomore year to get elevated all the way to Dream Team Player of the Year level. You talked about how you grew up as more of a post player, and now you've worked on your three-point shot. But in the summer in between freshman and sophomore year, how much did you work, and how hard was it, I guess, to reach this level? And now that you're here, how does it feel?
Well, I was in the gym as often as I could. We had a lot of summer like shootouts with my high school team, and I played some pickup games here and there. And I knew that this season was going to be important and that we needed to step up if we wanted to excel and get to the district championship. That was our goal. And it feels great. My team, we've really worked hard to get to where we are today.
Well, speaking about your team and your goals for the season, you talked about wanting a district title. You got that, but it couldn't have been easy, as just before the season you found out that your point guard, Kimmy Wallen, a senior, was going to be out for the year. Did you feel like that put more pressure on you, and did that maybe elevate your play even more, knowing that you had to pick up some slack?
Well, it was really hard losing her. She's one of my best friends, and as a team, we knew we had to play for her, and we had to pick up what we were losing. And that really motivated us to work harder and just do what we needed to do for her.
So that was, you know, the production on the court. But do you feel like as a team it brought you closer just from a personal relationships and off the court standpoint as well?
Oh, yes, for sure. We are a very close team. I think of all of my teammates and coaches as family. Yes, for sure. We have bonded very well.
Coach Mapes was the coach of the year, so you guys kind of shared some honors Tuesday night. What did you talk to him about when he told you that you were getting this award, and how fun is it to play for Coach Mapes?
He is an awesome coach. I love playing for him. He is a funny guy. He makes everything so interesting, and he's a great coach.
No doubt. Well, Sophia, now that you've been awarded the Dream Team Player of the Year as a sophomore, you still have a couple more years left to make some noise at Central. But I guess the question is, we talked about the improvement that you made from freshman to sophomore year. Where do you go from here? What do you look to improve on in your game going into your junior campaign? And how do you take off from here, I guess?
Well, this summer I plan on getting a lot of games in. I plan on working on my ball handling for sure. And my defense, I need to step up on defense next year and play the role that we will be losing from our seniors.
And I guess what's the goal as a team for next year as well? You mentioned the district title this year. Are you trying to go even further a year from now?
Yes, we do. We are planning to win districts again this year. That's our goal. And we'll just go from there.
All right, sounds good. Well, Sophia, we appreciate the time. It was great to watch you play this year, and continued luck in the future.
Thank you.
And that was Dream Team Player of the Year for girls basketball, Central Rebels basketball player Sophia Horton joining us on the line. Back with more next on Regional Radio.